When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's good to see you.
Nice to see you too.
I like the fact that your sweater matches your hat.
Is that a euphemism?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm talking about your pubic hair.
And my sweater.
And your sweater. So, you know, I like the fact that your sweater matches your hat. For those people who can't see us, which is all of you, Michael is Natalie attired in a ribbed gray turtleneck sweater.
Perfect
for the weather because it's a cold one today in New York City. And he's got a matching checkered gray hat. There's a part of the New York Times does a style section. And I think every weekend they have like shots of people on the street. And I am just hoping and praying that someone snapped your picture.
I've been wandering around for hours with that very same hope.
I don't know that sometimes you necessarily know that they're taking your picture. So
Don't you need to give them permission when they take your picture?
No, they're the New York Times. Remember Valerie Flame?
Yeah. What about her?
No, I don't know. It doesn't really apply.
Right.
And she went to prison. No, she didn't.
No, she didn't go to prison.
Yeah. But her husband did. Sean Penn. She's married to Sean Penn.
A kind of, what'd you call that? A long sleeve waffle tee?
Yeah. I don't know if you call it a waffle tee.
Well, it's got a kind of long sleeve, maybe like an undergarment of
maybe
some
a long sleeve waffle shirt.
Sure.
I wore under my sweater, but now we're at Mate's headquarters. I was feeling a little toasty. I took my sweater off.
And what I'm noticing is that you can really see your arm muscles through the shirt, and it's bumming me out.
It's bumming you out?
Because I'm reminded.
There's no arm muscles.
Yes, because I'm reminded by looking at you that I have the physique of a 12-year-old girl.
Right, but that serves you well.
Not really.
A little bit. I mean, don't you think? Because people go and see you, and somebody once told me there's, you know, if the comedian is buff and muscular, it's a bit of a turnoff.
Yeah, you don't like that.
Right?
Yeah.
So you got those people in spades.
Here's the weird thing about that.
Go on.
That only applies to white comedians.
No.
Black comedians.
Really?
You expect to be kind of buff. Think about the black comedian. Think about Jamie Foxx. The current sort of crop of black comedians, like Steve Harvey's now all in shape. Uh-huh. Like Sinbad's relatively in shape. Eddie Murphy was fucking like
Eddie Murphy
was a stud.
Yeah, he became a movie star.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you see a white comic in shape, you think, oh, that asshole. Carrot Top is what you think.
Yeah. You want it to be Jim Gaffigan.
Right.
Who we love.
Adore.
Jim Gaffigan's whole bit is basically based on the fact that he's a pasty white guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks like a marshmallow that's been left out in the sun.
Right. Right. And that's why he does so well.
Right.
That's why he takes roles from us.
What if Gaffigan got into shape? You'd be like, ugh, I don't want to hear the Hot Pockets guy, you know, looking like that. Or look what happened to Piscopo. He got in shape.
Yeah, and that was it.
That was done.
He became a joke.
Right.
In fact, his Carrot Top had to move to Vegas.
That's right.
Because Carrot Top used to be, remember, you know, a carrot
skinny.
Top. Skinny with this, you know, kind of an unwieldy, unlikely looking Carrot Top kid.
Look like the Wendy's girl.
And I saw him in Vegas. You know, we're in Vegas, you and I, every second weekend.
Yep.
And I saw this guy, and he was pneumatic.
What does pneumatic mean?
P-N-E-U.
Right.
M-A-T-I-C.
Right. I know how to spell it, but I don't know what it means.
Okay. P-N-E-U.
Okay.
M-A-T-I-C.
Oh, pneumatic. Now I know what it means.
Now you got it? Now that I've spelt it for you? it means you're inflated like a tire.
Oh, got it. Yes.
From the French pneu, which is tire. Uh-huh. And this is this
an
guy,
attic for the thing above your
attic
house.
Attic for the thing above your house. You're inflated like a tire in an attic.
Right.
And this is what this guy looked like. I mean, it was shocking. He's got muscles on his muscles.
If you haven't seen images of Carrot Top, and probably most of you have, but if you haven't, it's really worth Googling just to see what Carrot Top looks like now. Because he looks amazing.
I'm going to count to five, and in that 5 seconds, Google Carrot Top. One, two, three, four, and five.
And when I said
see
amazing,
what we're talking about?
When I said amazing, I didn't mean amazing in the positive way. I meant amazing in like, holy shit, I didn't know a human body could look like that.
Exactly right. Exactly right. It really is a matter of it's somewhat it's like when Sylvester Stallone, before we knew that you could as innocent children, Sylvester Stallone in Rocky had a very impressive physique.
Yeah.
And he ran up those steps in Philadelphia and he did one arm push-ups and he just looked like a stud.
Mm-hmm.
Cut to the Rambo movies,
mm-hmm.
where he was a cartoon cutout of a Greek physique. Mm-hmm. He just inflated in places and then rippled in other places and
got veiny, got real veiny.
Veiny, really veiny. Couldn't wait to take his shirt off. I remember this movie Cliffhanger, set in the dead of winter. And it took him 14 seconds mm-hmm. to be climbing through the snow with his biceps and shoulders showing.
Yeah.
Now, at the time, I thought, wow, he just must work out a lot.
I thought the same thing.
Now I realize there was a syringe full of dope.
Right.
And that is what gets you pneumatic.
Right. I got to get some of that stuff.
No, you don't, because you know you have a fine career as a comedian. And the second you start becoming pneumatic, I feel...
I'd give it all up.
For that?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'd give it all up. All of this.
All of this? I mean, even the Mates podcast?
All of it.
Wow.
Just to have one arm that looked like that. That's all I want.
Ah, vanity.
I just want one arm. Mike and Tom eat
snacks. So here at the podcast, we've had a number of different snacks. What was funny is I said to you while we were just joshing in the green room beforehand, just listening to the din of our fans outside clamoring for autographs,
mm-hmm.
I said above the din, kind of cool that we've been doing this for a number of weeks now, and we've yet to have a chip.
Right.
And you responded, combo's a chip.
Yes.
And I took a swing at you.
Right.
And you might not be the biggest guy in the world, but you've got cat-like reflexes. You backed up, banged your head off that metal part of the door,
mm-hmm.
fell screaming, oh, my head.
Right.
You know, I picked you up, put some ice on it.
Mm-hmm.
Laughing all the time that you thought combo was a chip.
I don't see how else you categorize it. I really don't.
First off, how about this? Fucking pretzel is a lot closer than chip.
But a pretzel is a chip, bitch.
See, that's funny to me that you think a pretzel is a chip.
What the fuck is it if it's not a chip?
I'm going to explain it to you. It's a pretzel is what it fucking is.
A pretzel is in the chip category. Just like a potato chip is a chip. Frito is a chip.
A potato is a chip. A pretzel is not a chip.
You think pretzel has its own category?
Yeah, and you know what it is? Pretzel.
I mean,
what are you going to bring? A couple of bags of pretzels and chips.
I would say I'm bringing chips, and included in that might be some pretzels.
Oh, so you differentiate between the chip and the pretzel?
No. I'm saying I might bring some chips, and in that, when I show up with my chips, one of those bags might be pretzels.
It's a poor man. And especially a poor snack aficionado that cannot differentiate between.
Of course, I can differentiate.
You're a guy saying a combo is a pretzel and a combo is a chip, and I feel our viewers are like, click.
But we know it's not a. We know it's not a pretzel. Having sampled them a couple of weeks ago, one of the combos.
What I'm
was
saying
a pretzel.
Is, it's closer to a pretzel any given day of the week than it is
bullshit.
A chip. A combo is not closer to a pretzel than a chip?
If you eat the pretzel combo...
Who are you? I don't even know who I'm looking at. Here's what happened, folks, is some guy infiltrated, and I thought this might happen, put on a natty, just got a natty sweater mm-hmm. and a fancy hat, and now he's impersonating Michael Ian Black.
Gets you into a lot of parties.
Yeah, what kind of parties?
Hollywood parties.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
What kind of Hollywood parties?
Well, I mean, a guest list might include Rachel Maddow.
Yeah, yeah, our go-to girl.
Selma Blair.
You're at the Playboy Mansion frequently.
Yeah.
What's that like?
The weekends that I'm not in Vegas, I'm at the Playboy Mansion.
And what's the Playboy Mansion like versus, like, say, an all-night sex fest at Vegas up in the top of the Bellagio?
I would say the difference is cleanliness.
Yeah, the girls are prettier, the Playboy Club, and cleaner.
Or
maybe they're not prettier. I don't know.
No, it's just that the entire Playboy Mansion
yeah.
is covered in a thin sheen of semen. Everywhere you go, you're sitting in just
a sheen of semen.
Yeah, it all looks like it, you walk in there and your eyes hurt a little bit because it looks like the light's reflecting off the sheen.
Oh, it glistens.
It glistens
and shines.
And
that's probably why they don't clean it up.
Oh yeah,
free sparkle.
Well, but it's more than that. There's also a lot of celebrity semen mixed in there, you know, from years past.
Yes, of course.
You know, James Caan. Yeah, sure. They'll point it out to you.
Yeah.
This is where Jimmy Caan blew his load.
Michael Caine.
That's where Michael Caine blew his load.
Yeah, sure. Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford blew his load right on that chair right over there.
Really? That chair right there?
Yes. I'm going to sit in that chair.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it's
Burt Reynolds?
Everywhere. Yeah, Burt Reynolds is everywhere.
Yeah, he did the whole Playboy Mansion.
They've got a whole Burt Reynolds wing. Yeah. And they'll point out, this is a Cannonball Run jizz stain.
Uh-huh.
This is a...
Smokey and the Bandit.
Yes, Smokey and the Bandit.
Yeah.
This is a Sharky's Machine wall. He's got a wall.
And relatively small for the Jill Clayburgh movie he did. Yeah. There's not much of a...
No. No. Legal Eagles? Was that him?
That was Rob Redford.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a Redford. There's a Redford rug.
See, I thought Redford didn't... A Redford rug. See, yeah. I thought Redford kind of eschewed that kind
they
of
They had
behavior.
It brought in. He didn't do it there.
I see.
He did it in Utah. And then they brought it in.
And they flew it in from Utah.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of like poured it over the...
Yeah, yeah.
They know what they're doing at a Playboy Mansion.
Yeah, he jerked off into a pickle jar in Utah.
Yeah.
And they brought it in.
They brought it in.
And poured it over the rug.
Was it kind of ceremonial, do you think?
I don't know. Because when you're there, you're so starstruck as they're pointing out all the different jizz stains.
Sure.
You don't ask questions.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
For all I know, it's just anybody's sperm. But I believe it.
I assume it. I assume there's legal.
They've
rights.
Got James Caan and Scott Caan. That's the amazing thing. Side by side.
Side by side.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a little unsettling.
Well, they did it at different times. It was decades apart.
Oh, I see.
They had Scott Caan.
Because I feel like James Caan is still trying to get in there.
Oh, Caan's there every day. Jimmy, but he can't shoot anymore.
Oh no.
Yeah.
So why is he there then?
You know.
Yeah. Force a habit.
The ambiance.
Yeah.
But Hugh was telling me, he was saying that they had Scott aim for that specific mark.
Oh, that's nice.
It was nice, yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's all about family over there, the Playboy Mansion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Today on Mates,
we've got I got a little surprise for you, I feel. Sometimes when we're in the thick of the chocolate and the salt and the sugar, I wonder if I'm taking care of you enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're good friends and have been good friends for a long time. And there are times when I think one of the true signposts of friendship is when you're looking out for the other person's interests, and I think not even concerned about me, but wondering if you're getting everything you should be getting for your optimum level of health. And today on Mates, for our snack, I brought in a little crudité.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And you seem upset by this.
Not upset.
A little angry.
Nah, it's just, you know, here's the thing. If I'm going...
You don't want me looking out for you.
If I'm going... I appreciate you looking out for me.
No, you don't. Tell me why. I want to know why.
I got no problem with you looking out for me, but it implies a certain, I don't know, unhealthiness on my part. I don't feel unhealthy.
I feel like... I'm trying to think of the...
I mean, mentally, yes. We talked about that.
No, but in terms of if I were... Say I was doing one of those movies where, you know, there was a virus sweeping the land. Not only would I cast you, I feel like I would tell the makeup person, you don't really have to go crazy on this one.
What, when I'm saving the world?
No, you're under the...
when I'm like swinging through... you know, off helicopters and jumping off.
No, you're dying from a contagious virus. Oh. Sorry. And I think I would tell the makeup artist, don't go overboard. He looks pretty sickly. And so I know that you think you can fend for yourself. And you've got 50-plus years of trying to do so. Mm-hmm. I don't know that it was working before. And because I want to keep you around, again, that's the value of our friendship. I feel like I take it upon myself to look out for you a little bit. So to look out for you and to add a little variety to the Mates podcast, today we have some crudité. This is – do you want to describe it?
There's three separate elements to the crudité today. Mm-hmm. There's a styrofoam tray, store-bought, cellophane-wrapped – half celery, half carrot, pre-cut, along with that, about 8 ounce container of hummus. This is Joaquim's Foods old fashioned hummus, and then in smaller letters, for garlic lovers. So mm-hmm. I'm guessing this is going to be a garlicky hummus.
Probably why they wrote that.
Now, when I walk into a party,
yep.
and I'm thinking to myself, this is going to be a great party.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get to that party
yeah.
because I know there's going to be all kinds of great food. Mm-hmm. And I walk in and I see a plate of vegetables and hummus. Mm-hmm. I say to myself, I'm leaving.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's the last thing I want to see when I walk into a party.
This is a party. This is not a health shop.
Right. I'm not here to get nutrients. Mm-hmm. I'm here to get diarrhea.
Exactly.
That's
right.
My preference when I'm at a party.
Yeah.
Give me bean dip. Give me meats on skewers drizzled in maple syrup. I don't know.
Anything that will lead to diarrhea.
Anything that, yes. What I don't want.
You don't want to be bound up. This kind of fiber will bind you up.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not looking for a healthy choice.
No.
My fucking wife says shit like this all the time. Well, yeah. When it's a kid's birthday party. Yeah, we'll give them junk food, but let's also give them a healthy choice. Uh-huh. Fuck you.
Right.
They don't want a healthy choice.
Sure.
They want shit, and I want to give them shit.
Yeah, kids
That's
want
my shit. Job as a father.
Kids want shit.
On other days, if you want to make them eat the crudité, fine. Not on their birthdays.
Yep.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do that, honey.
It's their birthday.
Yeah.
Come
You
on.
Want them to hate you even more than they already do?
It's their birthday.
Right.
They don't need to eat celery.
Right. She put crudité in a piñata.
Oh, well, that's okay.
That's fun.
Yeah, because you smash that sucker.
Right, and the kids start crying.
Collapsed.
They start crying and you just laugh.
A big pinata full of carrots is heavy. That can crush a kid's head.
No, they're just so disappointed they see the carrot. Yeah. Oh, I can't wait for candy. Yeah. We got it open. Yeah.
It's carrots.
Worst party ever. Go home.
Yeah, you want your kids to hate you. Fill a pinata full of carrots.
What you want them to do is develop character. And if they always think the pinata's full of candy... One day, their expectations are going to be fucking shot through when they show up for work and it's, hey, get me coffee, Buster.
Yeah.
I thought I was hired to be an architect. Yeah. You know, the architect of getting me coffee.
In 12 years, maybe. Right. If you get me coffee right for the next 11.
So,
but here's the thing I should say about that. You hate it. You'll leave the party. But this podcast is not just for us. And we recognize that there are many people with – of whom we have worked with, that will forego the crap choice for the healthy choice.
Not happily. I've never met anybody who will happily do that.
And yet, it's there.
It's there.
And we are people who are in the snack game.
Yes.
And we do not discriminate.
No.
This is a prevalent and oft chosen snack.
It's a lazy man's snack, though.
How so?
Because it's like, oh, let's give them a healthy choice. Who get the carrots and celery and
Why
the stupid hummus?
Why is that more lazy than opening a bag of salami or chips, as it might be? I like the bag of salami.
That's a product I feel like whose time has come.
Yeah.
Bag of salami.
Can I tell you, my friend Kevin Jumaville got horrendously drunk at college one night. Horrendously drunk.
Probably the first guy to do that.
No, no, he wasn't. It turns out we've done some research and colleges for drinkers.
Okay.
Okay, so we didn't know that at the time. He gets on a 40 of vodka. He gets hammered, okay? And in colder weather than today, in Canada, wearing a white button-down shirt at 2 o'clock in the morning, goes to the 24 hours A&P thing, and he's got $14 in his pocket. and he goes to the deli section and he orders $14 worth of roast beef. Okay. And they hand it to him and he doesn't wait for the guy to wrap it all up. He takes it and he stuffs it in his shirt pockets, his front shirt pocket. And he takes the price tag. You know, they put the price tag on top of the roast beef package, right? But because there's no package, it's stuffed in his shirt. He sticks the price tag on his forehead, $14. And he goes to the checkout and the checkout person is just looking at him like, here's a guy. And he's pulling roast beef out of his thing and eating it, shoving it in his mouth. And they kind of look at him bewildered. And he just points to the $14 stamped on his forehead, pays the $14 and goes home. And proceeds to vomit as he gets in the door of his house and fills up the shoes and sneakers at the doorway on the shoe mat, right, with vomit.
Individually?
There was a glass there and shoes, and he kind of sprayed all the way across. But knowing in his drunken stupor that this wasn't right, he took pieces of paper and napkins and placed them on top of the shoe and the little glass that were there. Mm-hmm. So he was hiding the evidence, essentially. He's like, no one will see that I've half filled up this jar with puke because I've covered the top of it. Goes up to his house and cranks – goes up to his room, I apologize, and cranks Sting's "We'll Be Together Tonight" so loud at 2 o'clock in the morning now that the house is shaking. So a call comes. He won't let people in. They call me to come over and kind of rescue him, right? And so I go, his door is locked. I break in through the window. I step on his roommate's bed. Huh? Says his roommate. That's it. The house, believe me, is shaking.
Sting.
What?
With Sting.
Yeah,
he just got it on repeat.
We'll be together tonight.
Yeah.
Together. You know, and so I come to his room and I come in there. And I'm trying to get this thing turned off, and he's like, "Oh, it's no problem. It's no problem. It's no problem." But he's screaming at the top of his lungs, "Kev, how do you turn this off? I can't seem to work that. I don't know why I can't. Maybe I was drunk too." But he says, "It's no problem. It's no problem. It's no problem." And he ends up backhanding the machine into a lamp, knocking the lamp over. The room goes dark. Silence. I fumble for the overhead light. I turn it on, and I swear to you, he stares at me. He calls me Cap. That was the nickname he had for me. Light goes on. He looks at me and goes, "Cap, you just get here?" He says to me. So that's my
Well, that's the end of the story.
That's my bag of salami story. As close as I get a bag of salami is a shirtload full of roast beef.
Oh.
That's why I thought of it.
Yeah. That's a cute story.
It's not bad.
Not bad at all.
Not bad.
What happened
at all
the next day? Did anybody put their feet in the shoes accidentally and get covered in foot vomit?
As I recall, he invited a girl over, and she was undeterred by the vomit.
Yeah.
And as I recall, he got lucky.
who wouldn't want to be with that fella?
As you do in college.
Yeah.
Right?
That's probably about 4 pounds of roast beef in his pocket.
I mean, $14 worth of roast beef. It was falling all over the place.
Yeah.
It was spilling out of the pocket. It was all over the floor. And he was just chowing down. Nary a care.
So he had a snack of roast beef.
He had a pocket full of roast beef.
Because earlier in our previous conversations, you probably would have said roast beef can't be a snack.
Interesting. I see where you're going with that.
I saw an opening.
Yeah, you saw an opening.
And you walked into the trap. You admitted that roast beef could be a snack. Let's move on from there.
I feel like it can be if it's in your front shirt pocket.
Fine. But we agree that roast beef can be a snack.
If it's in your front shirt pocket.
Mike and Tom eat snacks on the internet.
I'm going to take a bite.
How's that do you?
Not bad at all.
Really, huh?
Not bad. I mean, you know, hummus comes in a lot of different varieties.
A lot of sizes and shapes.
This one has this is a little bit pungent. It's definitely for garlic lovers, and I am a garlic lover.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this rates pretty highly for me in terms of hummus.
Holy hen in a handbasket. That's good.
This raises an interesting –
that's just freaking great right there.
Point of discussion that we've never had because we've never had this kind of snack before.
No, we never had a healthy snack.
Yeah, but that's not even where I'm going with this. I'm going with the dip conversation and the idea of the double dip, which I feel like I never even heard about. That concept never registered in my brain until a specific Seinfeld
until
episode.
Until Jerry came forth with that.
And then suddenly, like, that's a thing.
That's all everybody wants to talk about.
And I was of the opinion then, and I'm of the opinion now, I don't give a fuck. If you want to put your chip back in the dip, I don't care. What am I going to catch?
It's interesting that you say that because I always felt in the minority, and I feel exactly the same way. And also, I kind of rue the day a little bit that they had that episode because now when you're standing at the dip, all some jackass standing beside you wants to do is like, don't double dip.
Right.
It's all this like lame joke that was like it's a decade old and it wasn't really that funny now then. And it's like, hey, don't double dip. Did you double dip?
But my experience is that people aren't joking. This is a real concern for people.
No, they're gonna catch the plague.
Right.
And they're not.
No. At worst, you're gonna catch herpes. At very worst.
And really.
Most people have it
sometimes
already.
Sometimes that's kind of a bragging right.
Yeah.
If you've got herpes, you're doing something.
All right, so now that I know that about you, I'm specifically double dipping.
What are you doing?
I know. Not because I want to, but just because I had no choice. I used both ends of my celery.
Copy
but
that.
Just the fact that it's even an issue for people, even an issue to me, just
is it,
makes me crazy.
Am I correct in detecting that you said issue first, and then you thought it'd be funnier, and the second time around you said issue?
I was mad at myself for saying issue at all.
Yeah. You wanted to have said issue the whole time.
The fact – I'm going to be kicking myself on the drive home today.
Yeah.
When I'm like, why the fuck didn't I just say issue right out of the gate?
Yeah, and your car will start because you're kicking yourself with your
three-foot.
I'm not going to double dip. As you know, I've had some kind of thing
But I
on.
Don't care. That's what I'm
no,
saying.
No, I know you don't care, but I'm just out of – you know. Out of my love for you, I will not double dip. But I'm trying the carrot now with the now it's tricky sometimes with the carrot because you don't want it to drip.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't want to like be that guy that's at the party and oh, I'm sorry, I got it all over your cashmere skirt.
Right. Well, the nice thing about celery is it's kind of nature's spork.
It's what?
Nature's spork.
Oh yeah. Celery, nature's spork.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to write to the celery people and have them see if they want to use
the
that.
Thing. I'm not sure there's a celery people.
There's got to be a celery people.
Last week we did Planters Peanuts. You could write to the Planters people.
I'd be willing to bet there's celery people. In capitalist America.
Go on.
Everybody is saying, how can I get a larger slice of the pie?
Yeah.
That's got to include celery growers. I don't feel like celery growers are sitting back and going, we're fine. You know what I mean?
Do you think the celery people are trying to get ahead like everybody else?
I'm thinking they're playing the game. They don't want to see carrots pass them by. They don't want to see sweet potatoes pass them by.
No.
You know?
Do you think I don't think sweet potato passes by the celery people.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I have no idea. I know that I recently read an article that said that sweet potatoes are making big inroads in the culinary world.
Wow.
It was a big marketing campaign. There's a sweet potato growers association. They're making inroads with chefs and doing special cuisine. I feel like if the celery people were smart, they would latch on to nature's spork. Because there's so much you can do with celery that you can't do with any other vegetable because it's a natural utensil. It naturally holds things very well.
Yeah. I think the problem with all of that is, and this is the thing that trips them up time after time, you're dealing with celery.
Mm-hmm. Nobody likes celery.
No.
That's the problem.
That's why the inroads are is difficult for the celery people.
Yeah. But you probably could have said that about sweet potatoes a few years ago. You should have said, hey, I'm making sweet potatoes. And people are going,
No, because I think sweet potatoes are an offshoot of the potato clan. And I think they can take advantage of the fact that they've got this big base behind them. People love – they need potatoes. Uh-huh. There's a whole state devoted to potatoes. You know, there's no celery state. Yeah, welcome to Arkansas, the celery state.
Well, I see. I'd love it if Arkansas became the celery state.
I think that would be actually very good for Arkansas.
Good for both partners.
Right now, have we not written off Arkansas?
Entirely.
Yeah, and it's not just – it's not new. It's been written off for years.
Yeah.
You know, after Little Rock, you just
– You're done.
You're done.
Fayetteville, is that a
place?
Oh,
I'm sorry. He's the candidate's from Arkansas?
No, thank you.
Oh, no, thank you.
Right.
Yeah. So
– I mean, Bill Clinton was a very good president.
Yeah, but that's so long ago.
Yeah.
And he was elected despite Arkansas.
Honestly.
He was elected because he could fool around with the wind instrument. And because of, you know, guy was a little bit of a player.
Sometimes there's certain states that you kind of forget exist.
Like Missouri?
Yeah. Arkansas? You kind of just forget about them. Kansas?
That's there.
Yeah.
Kansas, I disagree. I feel like Kansas is... People know about Kansas.
Right. Well, but that's still there, you know? Like you said, Missouri. I was just in Missouri. And then you're there and you're like, oh, this is Missouri. Forgot about it.
And it's big.
So I'm saying if one of these states, like you suggested, Arkansas, takes it on their shoulders to become the celery state.
Yeah, if they hitch their wagon to the celery cart, things are looking up for them.
Let's telling where they can go.
Because it's going to be a shot in the arm for the publicity mm-hmm. for the state. All the new celery campaigns that are coming out of Arkansas now. Mm-hmm. People are like, you know what? This is something.
Right.
We need to I see the ad as this. The celery state, Arkansas. Take another look.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
That was for free, you Arkansans.
I love it.
Yeah. Let's try and marry one more state to one more food just for kicks because I find the whole thing slightly amusing.
Well, there's no carrot state.
Okay, so let's pick carrots and let's think this through because we have to think of a state that needs
some help.
That needs it. And we've also, you know, it's tough. It's tough because one of the things I'm thinking is maybe, and this is, call me out if I've got it wrong, but you separate the North and the South, South Dakota, the carrot state.
I like it conceptually. My mm-hmm. concern is weather-wise, will they be able to grow carrots there?
They will not. So let's look elsewhere. I agree with you.
Right. I'm worried about South Dakota. I mean, that's an agricultural state. I don't know what you need to grow carrots. I like the Dakotas conceptually. I think it's very good.
I understand.
I mean,
it's interesting. You've got a state like Georgia who's like, we got the peanut.
Right.
And they're fine.
Right.
We're going to coast on that.
Right. And they also got peaches.
Yeah. I mean, their riches are untold.
Yeah.
But you've got maybe,
Louisiana? Would that help them at all? I mean, they've got some stuff.
I don't think so. I think it's just going to get lost in the mix with all the other stuff. You know, largely,
Let me throw this out for you.
Go ahead.
See what you think about this.
Alabama?
No.
No.
Arkansas, the crudité state.
I don't like it.
Okay.
I really don't like it. I'll tell you why. We've got a great thing going with the celery.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's a specific color. The design scheme on the posters are made. It narrows it down to something that I think Arkansas needs to pull itself out of the doldrums. Where if it's crudité, people, I just know what it's going to be.
Right. People can't pronounce it.
I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
They think it's a rock. Huh? Crudite? What's crudite?
What's crudite?
Right. Some they don't know what that is.
Some kind of sediment? Yeah. How about Iowa?
I mean, Iowa's big in corn.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And so no Iowa. Nebraska, same.
But Nebraska, maybe.
Tennessee.
Yeah?
Tennessee, maybe. Tennessee for carrots.
Tennessee for carrots.
Tennessee for carrots. Or should we go?
Tennessee, dig deeper. You know, because it's a root vegetable.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You know, Tennessee, they got country music. They got Elvis. They got carrots. Tennessee, dig deeper.
Tennessee for
carrots. And then the T is a carrot. In Tennessee.
Are we forgetting?
And the leaves from the, you know, branch off to make the whole tea.
I like it. Are we forgetting the Eastern Seaboard states at all? I'm just running them through my head.
I know, but Eastern Seaboard, they're in good shape.
You know what? Tennessee for carrots. And also the other thing, one of the prominent colors you find in Tennessee is the orange. They love their
Volunteers.
Tennessee orange. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well.
I think we found our state.
I think we have. Tennessee for carrots. Dig deeper. Now, we have just single-handedly on the Mates podcast pulled two fine states to the forefront of the national consciousness.
Yeah.
And we don't – and are we getting any money for this?
A little bit.
Hopefully.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, I assume. Okay. I don't say it's rating time.
Absolutely.
Ratings.
You got to start with – I mean, I'm starting with my expectation going in, which
That's
is low.
That's what I was about to say. You have to factor in exactly right. Both of us felt, I guess we got to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we gotta give our loyal viewers, we gotta give them something. We gotta show them that we are truly at Mates, friends of the snack.
Yeah,
we don't discriminate. But both of us coming in, we're like, a whole podcast on this shit,
right?
And now, I love it. I'm pleasantly surprised. It's fresh. It's clean. It's good. All those things that people, the health nuts, tell you,
right?
It actually works.
You're turned around on crudité,
and yet. Tomorrow, if I have to choose between name a snack.
Cheetos.
A chip or Cheetos or the petit écolier
mm-hmm.
or any kind of shortbread. Will I choose the crudité? No chance.
No. Very unlikely. Even knowing what you know now.
Knowing what I know. Informed as I am.
Right.
What it says is, I'm a weak man. And yet, it's still part of my rating. It's still part of my rating system. It has to be.
Right.
Knowing that I won't reach for it.
Right.
I hate myself.
Yeah.
It's awful, isn't it?
Crudité is making me hate myself.
These guys are saying, guys, we won you over.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the Rocky moment, and we love each other, and we got two states now.
Right.
They were like, now that's the call sign for two proud American states.
Right.
And you guys still won't come back to us? Like, what's your fucking problem?
Mm-hmm.
They with good reason, hate us.
You know what it is? It's like that girl in high school. Great girl.
Mm.
The best. You know, smart and funny.
You guys are perfect together.
Perfect.
You guys laugh and you're so great together.
Right. And then look at Jessica over there. I want to go fuck Jessica.
Yeah.
Even though I know Jessica's trash.
She's an idiot.
Even though she's going to leave me.
Dumb.
Oh.
And she won't have me to begin with.
No.
But if I could choose between the person who's unbelievable,
mm-hmm.
who will go on for an unbelievable career and is intelligent and wonderful, you're going after Jess.
Yeah.
You can't help yourself.
Yeah, I can't. I can't. Look at those titties. I can't help myself.
And that's crudité.
Exactly.
That's crudité. We love you. We're having a great time
right,
together.
Let's just be friends.
Come on.
Can't we just hang out?
You know, crudité's got a bit of a crush on you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I like crudité.
Yeah.
I just don't have those feelings.
So great together.
I don't have those feelings for crudité
that I
have.
Why don't you just try?
Yeah.
You know, who knows? You can't, you know.
Yeah, and then we go out. We got to have a great time.
You got to take a leap of faith sometimes. You and crudité, just take a leap of faith.
Maybe we go out for dinner. We have a great time. We have a nice conversation at the end. She lets me finger blast her a little bit. And it's like, this is fun.
Yeah.
The next day, I'm like, hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing? Wait, I mean,
uh-huh.
She comes in and gives you a nuzzle and a kiss in the morning.
Right. You're like, hey, back off.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not that much of a garlic lover, sweetheart.
Now that I think about it, I think it's amazing that women still even date us. It's just an awful species. What you just described is everybody's experience, and it's just – we're awful. I hate myself not only because of the crudité, but what it stands for.
Mm-hmm.
And my weakness with women.
Mm-hmm.
It's awful.
Mm-hmm. But women are worse than men.
Are they?
Oh, fuck yes.
No.
You know that. How many girls have you had a crush on?
I just feel like it's not true.
How many girls have you had a crush on where you're like the perfect guy? You're like, oh, I'm sweet and look how nice I'm being to you. And she's like, yeah, but I want to fuck Johnny.
Yeah. Johnny.
He's got a tattoo.
Yeah, I could get a tattoo. Not the same.
Right. Well, you're gonna get a tattoo
happy face tattoo.
Yeah, you're gonna get a unicorn or a happy face.
Yeah, happy face or a unicorn.
No, Johnny's got a fucking scorpion running up his neck.
Yeah, yeah, and someone beheaded, holding a beheaded person,
right,
holding their head up,
right,
bleeding.
So you know,
why does she like that?
Both sexes are the same when it comes to that.
Yeah, shallow.
Shallow.
The humans are shallow.
Yes,
but the women, in fairness, will abandon the crudité much less than the men.
Well, because they're weight obsessed and shallow.
All right. Okay, well said. What's the rating?
You know, I'm still not
there. We're going to take the mail on this podcast.
I'm still not there.
It's a tough one.
I can't. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I want to give it a 7. I can't.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
I can't get as high as a 7.
I would love to give it a 7. But a 7 would mean that I would reach for it.
I'm passing up something else.
Yeah.
I'm passing up the Tostitos pizza roll. That's burnt. That's been in the oven too long.
I'd rather have that. I would rather have
the like half eaten.
I'm going to shove that in my mouth knowing it's burnt and it's awful and it's old. I'm going to voluntarily reach for that ahead of the stick of celery.
Yeah.
It's despicable.
But you'll do it.
I will do
every
it.
Every time.
Oh, I will completely do it.
Even so, having just eaten, knowing how delicious it is.
It was amazing.
5.
You're going 5.
No, I got to go higher. I'm going to go higher.
I can't go 5.
6.
I gotta go higher.
I'm giving it a 6.
Same. 6.
I'll see you next week.